And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. You heard it right there. We are streaming on Twitch, on YouTube, on Twitter, all of those things. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill here with you. And our guests for the first half of the show tonight is Predators forward Rocco Grimaldi. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing?
We're good. It's good to be back doing this again. And, you know, you guys have started your season, got the first win of the season last night against L.A., and we'll start with that. Things, I know L.A. came out and scored first, but you guys battled back throughout the second and third period and got the win. How'd that feel?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, getting that first one out of the way is huge. So I thought we played a good game, and, you know, having a good comeback like that in the third is also really good for us moving forward.
Was there – I know there probably was for him, but for you guys – with Victor Arvidsson returning to Smashville, they did the video there in the first intermission, or the first period, I should say. Was there a little extra emotion to seeing him again, seeing him on the ice?
Yeah, it's always great to see him. Everyone loves Arvy. You know, he's a good friend of mine, and obviously love the way he plays. And you know, it was really cool to see him, and I thought they did a really nice tribute for him, and the fans gave him a great ovation, which he deserves. So that was really fun to see.
Al?
Yeah, Rocco. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I feel like you guys are playing some good hockey for two games and you didn't get rewarded, right? And then you go into that game, you're going into the first period, and it was kind of like, okay, if you play the right way, good things are going to happen. But is there a stress that you guys have to change what you're doing in order to get more scoring chances? I know you want to go and score every time you're out on the ice, but you don't want to sacrifice too much. Is it hard to balance that? Like, okay, we need to start putting it in the net and play the right way. I mean, it's got to be hard to balance that, especially after two games where it didn't go well.
Yeah, well, obviously we didn't want to go down, 0-3. That would have been a pretty big hole to start the year off. So, you know, I thought we played a good game. Juice made some really big saves there. You know, going into the third period, down a goal, having our power play start the third with a huge goal was great. Special teams has been good. And then, you know, Junior putting a great pass from Sis in the net. You know, it's a big win for our team, and hopefully we can, you know, make a split in our first four home games here.
What'd you think of the kid? It's always fun having a guy come up and play his first game, taking the hot lap with Novak jumping out there and doing that. What'd you think of his game and how he played?
I thought he was really good. You know, me and Cuzzy play with him in the preseason, the one preseason game. So yeah. We were familiar with him, and I thought we picked up where he left off and thought he had a really good game. So, you know, he deserves to be here. I'm excited to see what else he's got for us.
Yeah, and that's the cool part about this team right now, Rocco, is there is a mix of young and veteran players. I mean, Phil Tomasino, who's going to be our guest a little later on in the show, is one of those. Tommy Novak, as you mentioned. You saw some of this last year, but what's kind of been the progress from your vantage point of seeing these young guys go through camp and now playing some meaningful minutes?
Yeah, we have a lot of young guys in our team and a lot of guys that are stepping up, and, you know, roles are changing, which is good. So you know, the more competition, the better it is for our team. If we can have good internal competition, then it'll help us to be, you know, better when we actually get to play against the opponent.
You talk about new guys coming in and some old guys leaving. It's got to be a different locker room right now with Peck's gone. With Ryan Ellis gone, we talked about RV being gone. It's kind of a new room. Is there a different feel in the room, or is it kind of business as usual for you guys?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot different. I mean, just thinking about me coming in a few years ago and where I'm at now, it's like, I think there's only like six guys that have been here longer than me, which is really weird because I haven't been here that long. But that's the name of the game. You know that, Hal. So. Yeah. It doesn't matter who's in the locker room or, you know, who's on the ice, you know, in any given game, whoever's out there has got to go and play their heart out for our team and, you know, help our team get 2 points every night.
It feels like it's somewhat normal now too, right? It's got to be after last year. I know first of all, I got to ask you, last year, it's all said and done. That had to be tough going through lockdown and hotel, traveling, staying in one place for two games. You know, it's just a whole playing the same team eight times and going through that grind. It's got to be nice to have somewhat normal now, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, just having the fans back in the building is really great. Yeah. I know they're excited to be back. You know, being able to go out, you know, on the road to dinner will be nice instead of sitting.
Amen, brother.
So yeah, no, it's somewhat normal. It's not 100% there, but we're taking steps and you know, excited to have things, you know, keep getting better as we move forward.
As you go through, I've always been curious of this, and Hal talks about, you know, playing with the chip on your shoulder and all of that. But, you know, when the outsiders, so to speak, aren't picking you guys to do much and you hear those things, and does that just help make the chip on your shoulder bigger and you use that as a motivation?
I mean, maybe some guys do. I'm not sure. I personally don't. I mean, it doesn't really matter if someone's positive or negative. It's not going to affect the way I play. So, you know, that's what people get paid to do. They get paid to talk and we get paid to play. So, you know, I just got to go out and play hockey and do the best we can and stick together as a team. It's 82 games, a long season. So there's going to be a lot of ups and downs.
He's talking about you, Chase. He's talking about people on the radio like us that are talking. He's out there doing the walking. He doesn't care what we say. I know.
And I love that. Like that's my favorite part of this when you guys can prove a talking head like me wrong.
Hey Rocco, I wanted to ask you as far as the coaching staff goes, I know I can see now that I'm down by the locker room, we're allowed to be around these guys. I can see High Note. I can see Richards. I can see the way they carry themselves is so different. And I feel like with Hines has a good mix of different personalities around the room that, you know, I feel like as a player, you can find someone that you match up with and you can kind of talk to someone and there's always a different feel with each coach. Do you notice that? Do you see that the difference in their styles and how do you manage that? Like when you're talking, and tell me if I'm wrong, High Note's a high energy guy. And so you feed off of that, right? Or do you just kind of go through, do what you're told?
No, I mean, I think it's important to have, you know, coaches that have different personalities and different things. It's just like a team, right? You can't have the same player in all, you know, 12 forward spots and 6 D spots. So I think that's the same with coaches. You can't have one type of coach, you know, one type of personality. And I think it's good that we got a mixture of the four of them.
Do you think that Hal Gill just did what he was told? I mean, like, let's just be honest. I don't know if I'd buy it.
I doubt it.
Hey, I was just a soldier. You know, I was doing what I was told out there.
Yeah, but I do think he makes a good point about just the kind of the mix of guys you have on the bench from the coaching standpoint, and that they all bring something different, just like you have different players that bring something different.
Yeah, and that's important. I mean, if you have the same player in all 12 spots as a forward, you know, you're not going to give the team different looks. They're going to know what to expect and it's going to be pretty easy to play against. So I think having a mixture of different players, you know, skilled guys, grind guys, big guys, small guys, I think that's really important to have on every team.
You've been on the penalty kill for a little bit here. What do you think of that? How do you, you know, I know you, like you said, you want to go do whatever you can to help the team win, but, what do you think of the penalty? Pretty good for the last two games. And I think it's finding ways to win, especially at 5-on-3. That was huge. But, you know, what do you think of the penalty kill and being a part of that?
I love it. You know, it's kind of my first crack at it. I maybe got, you know, a few different shifts last year. But this is my first real chance. So, you know, I've done the mock penalty kill in practice for the last 3 years. So I've gotten a lot
just
of
just eating your teammates' shots over and over again. Don't you love that?
So just getting your reps. I mean, you know, that's kind of the way I looked at it for the last couple of years is, you know, even though I wasn't on the PK, I was doing it in practice and you never know when you're going to get your number called. So, you know, I try to do it as best as I could and hope to get a chance one day. And now that it's here, it's great. And I feel ready. It's not like I'm shocked and don't know the systems. You know, I think I've done a good job and I think all of our PKers have done a good job, especially like you said, the last couple of games, but, you know, we got a good team coming in tomorrow night with New York, really good power play. And that'll be another big test for us.
So last night we had a chance to have, UC Saros on the post game show. Darren McFarland did that interview and he came up there and, you know, you all know Juice. He's very laid back, kind of quiet and everything, but he's in a huge role now, huge opportunity as he has taken that really over the last couple of years. And I asked John Hines this when he was on last week, of when you see somebody like Juice that's in that role and in that opportunity, and you want them to kind of have that swagger of, hey, this is my team now, this is my net now. And it feels like the way he's playing, he has that. Do you guys feed off that as players in front of him?
I mean, I've played with him for the last 4 years, and you know, I've trusted him every year that I've been here. I don't think there's anything different about him, you know, being the number one guy now that, you know, Pex is gone. I think he's always been the same Juice. He was the guy in practice, you know, a few years ago playing behind Pex, who would be staying late in practice, taking extra shots, just a great guy, extremely hardworking. And now that his chance is here, it's no surprise to me. Just seeing his work ethic, you know, especially as a guy that's a number two, the way that he put his work in, especially with how good he's always been. It's not that he's gotten better. I think he's always been this good, but just people haven't seen it. And now he's finally getting the credit that he's been due for a long time.
He is Rocco Grimaldi, Predators forward, here with us, Chase McCabe, Hal Gill. We have another segment ahead with him. We're going to step away for just a second. Phil Tomasino going to join us at the bottom of the hour as you listen to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Yes, it is Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming on the Game Nashville app, but you can also watch on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all of those things. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill, Rocco Grimaldi, our guest here tonight, as we'll talk to Phil Tomasino here in a few minutes. And I went to the break too fast, Hal. I'm sorry. I know you had another question, so I'll let you lead off.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to Rocco about his wife's singing and what she's up to now and where she's at with all the music.
Yeah, so she released 3 singles this past year, and then we went home for summer. So then she kind of had to put everything on pause, just because all the connections are here in Nashville. So when we're at home, she just practices and you know, writes and tries to get ready for what's next. So yeah, now that we're back, she's you know, in the studio recording the 4th, and you know, hopefully the 5th soon. And I'm excited for everyone to hear what's next.
Does she just play music for you all the time? I know you're a hockey nerd, and you always have a puck stick and you're messing around, right? But is she just always singing, always on the piano?
She practices it all the time, every day. And for whatever reason, she doesn't do it when I'm gone. She always waits till I come home.
So she just sings your song, whether you need to be teared up or brought back down. She's always got a mood for you.
Yeah. Yeah. She enjoys an audience, I guess, but, sometimes she wants to be alone, so she'll close the door and try to tune me out as much as possible. Once in a while, she tells me to put my headphones on. So I don't know what she's doing when I got my headphones on, but she's working on something.
Very, very cool. I mean, obviously, being in the Music City, that's a easy thing to get into. I was telling you during the break, when you had the 4-goal game last year against Detroit, we're doing the post game show in Barrel House, and we just see this woman just screaming, you know, waving at us and everything through the glass. And we all were kind of like, wait, who was that? Oh, wait, that was Rocco's wife coming by all excited. She had the gear on. I know that night was special for both of you, though, to be able for you to have that type of success on the ice, but also be able to share it with her.
Yeah, I think honestly, she was probably more excited than I was, but that's just the type of person she is. She's, gets really high when things are good and is, you know, always really happy for others. I think she gets happier for other people when they have success than, you know, happier for herself when she has her own success. So I think that's something that's really, really special about her. Just the genuineness that she has and how happy she is when people get, you know, good things happening in their lives. I think a lot of times we see people happy for others and we think it's fake, but I've never met someone more genuine in my life. She's literally so happy for other people when good things happen. And it's really cool to see.
How cool is it that, you know, not only are things, you know, as you mentioned, like getting back to normal, there's still, you know, obviously some hurdles to jump through, but you know, I can also remember last year where our broadcast location was, that's where the families of you all sat. And so for them to be together again, and be able to, you know, support you guys as the wives and the girlfriends and the kids and all that, you know, that's got to be important for them to be able to hang out.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, like, I didn't even realize that some of the wives and girlfriends hadn't even been down to the Lexus Lounge before and didn't know like where to go and stuff. And I hadn't even met some of them. The guys that were here all year last year, I'd never even met some of them because your paths never cross. So it's great to be as close to normal as possible. And like I said, hopefully, you know, the more the year goes on, the better things will be, and the more normal it shall be.
Rocco, can you take us through a behind the scenes day by day? What do you do? Like, take us through a practice day and then a game day. You know, first of all, a practice day, you're going to the rink. What time are you getting there, and what are you doing when you're done? You know, I know you guys are there for a couple hours, and then you have a lot of free time. So what do you do with yourself to keep yourself busy?
Yeah, I get to the rink like an hour and a half before practice, and you know, get ready to go, have your meetings and warm up, workout, all that stuff. Usually I'm one of the last ones to leave. It's just kind of how I am. I've always been that way. So I'm at the rink for a while. By the time I go home,
stop there. I got to ask you, what are you doing at the rink? Cause I always, you know, there's some guys that stay at the rink, and you know, I'll see a guy that would just lie on the couch and just sit there and watch TV at the rink. And I'm like, don't you have somewhere to go? Are you one of those guys? Are you the guy that's in the gym or in the shooting room? What are you doing that you're the last guy there?
I'm a big guy in terms of stretching. So I feel that the way my body is, that I need to stretch a lot and really take care of myself and do everything I can to stay ready to go and to be good for every game. I feel like, you know, other guys, they may have to work out more. For me personally, I have to stretch and take care of my body more. So it's just kind of depends on each guy and their bodies. But that's what I have to do. I got to take extra time to fix my body and make sure it's ready to go each and every day.
Right. And then when you get out of the rink, what's your go-to? What are you looking to do?
Well, I'm a big homebody, so you know, I just like being at home and hanging out with Abby, and you know, I enjoy reading, and you know, I'll watch a TV show here and there. We're almost done with Boy Meets World right now, so that's the show we've been watching. Wow. Like six more episodes of that. I'm a super simple guy. You know, I just like learning and trying to grow my mind when I'm at home, just watching different YouTube stuff and reading and trying to learn. So it's I feel like the morning is, with practices and all that stuff, is kind of like the physical part of my day, and then when I get home, it's more the mental part of my day, and try to get two different types of sweats throughout the day.
Can you take us through a game day?
Yeah. Game day, get to the rink, have a nice omelet made by Chef Melvin. Have some oatmeal, do all that stuff, meetings, have a quick skate, usually for 30 to 45 minutes around the ice. Usually practice is 20, 30 minutes, and it depends on how long I feel like staying out there. Usually one of the later guys to get off, like shooting pucks extra after. Then they have lunch for us at the rink. So either I'll do that, or I'll go home and make my own food. Like I said, I'm a homebody, so I just like being at home and cooking my own stuff. So I just make a salad and pasta and chicken, keep it simple. Maybe watch an episode or two of our TV show. By that time, it's around 2:30, take a nap for just about an hour, get up, drive to the rink, get there 4:45. Usually I try to plan on being there. They send out different videos on our phones, PK and 5-on-5 and that stuff. So when I get to the rink, I'll tape my sticks and then I'll watch those on my phone and then warm up and get ready to play.
So, okay, you mentioned the nap. I was going to ask you about this because, and Hal, don't laugh. So I decided today, I after the show and everything, I needed a nap. I was just tired. So I laid down for about an hour and took a nap, and I woke up and I'm still tired. Is that an every game day thing for you? You have to take the game day nap, or is it just when you need it?
Yeah, I only take naps on game days. I you know, a lot of guys take them every day. I don't like taking them every day personally. I just feel like it wastes my day. I try to sleep at night so I don't have to sleep during the day. But yeah, some guys live or die by the naps. I try to keep mine short. I mean, some guys' naps are like 2 hours long. Like I don't know how they do it. I cap mine out, cap mine off at 1 hour. That's the max for me. So yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm a nap guy. I need one every day, whether it's 10 minutes to 30 minutes. You need a nap. I Chase, it's not for you, but I'm worried you're going to lie down and never get back up. That's not my concern, you know, like,
yeah. So was that for you, Hal? You were every day, like after practice or before a game?
Every day. Yeah. Every day. I still try to get, even if I'm in the car and waiting for my kids at school, I'll shut down for 10 minutes and just close my eyes. But it's funny because I've seen the guys that'll, you go on the road and some guy will come up and his hair, right, Rocco? His hair will be all over the place. And you're like, what just happened? You're like, they take a 2.5-3 hour nap. They just shut it right down. So it's always interesting here how people have their game day routine, because everyone's different. But, can you deviate from that, Rocco? Can you do something different and be okay with it? Because some guys are just strict with it.
Yeah, I 100% can. I don't always do the same things. Some days I'll watch TV show. Some days I'll read. Some days I'll listen to something. Doesn't matter for me. I try to take the nap at the same time, but that's not for superstition. That's just kind of, it's better for your body if it knows about the time that it's supposed to go to bed and wake up every time. But other than that, like, I don't have to do the same stuff all the time. I just kind of have a plan of what I need to do, just because I know I have to do these things. And if I do it in this order, I know they'll all be met. So that's why I do what I do.
It's funny. I'm not, Hal, you played, Rocco, you still play. So I'm not in, but from the outside looking in, I've always felt like hockey is a very, either you have a routine or superstitious or whatever. And then every hockey players are always like, no, just a routine. It's nothing crazy about it. But do you guys get that sense of like the outsiders look and think you're just the most superstitious bunch in the world?
Well, I think, honestly, I think everyone has a routine. I mean, I'm sure most people, when they go to work, they drive the same way. They try to get there at the same time. They have their coffee. Like, they just don't realize that their routine doesn't have as many steps as ours does, because we got to tape sticks and fix skates and do all that stuff. Some guys I would say are very superstitious, and if you do anything to bother that, they will be upset about it. Other guys are more routine, but for me, I'm just routine. Like, I'm routine in my daily life. I do the same things at the same times every day. Like, in terms of taking care of my body, I do the same stuff. It's not because I think if I don't do it, something's going to happen, but I just do it because I know that's what works for me. I actually had a guy, probably the most superstitious guy I've ever played with. I was in college, and he was a number 7. And so he had to do everything in sevens. And so, like, he would wake up at, if he had to wake up at like 3:30, it would be 3:27 or 3:37, or like anything had to be in sevens. He would have seven. I think he had, like, he would eat, I can't remember what he would eat. You get to the rink and eat something, and it was like in sevens. It was crazy. Like, that's not me, but I think it's pretty great if guys can do that. I'm impressed.
So I have to ask you, because part of my routine was, I used to get fired up before games, like almost sick to my stomach and nervous, like a healthy nervous, I think. But I always felt like there was another, like I'd had to go and manage that. Do you get a nervous energy, or are you just calm before games?
Probably a little bit of both. I would say I'm pretty calm before games. I don't get jacked up and, high five everyone and, have people punch me in the head and do all this stuff that guys are doing. That's not me. I like people leave me alone, not smacking me around all the time. But yeah, it's actually just kind of funny to see who does what. Honestly, it's funny to see what works for everyone. And even if you watch us in warmups, I think I've said this before, if you watch us in warmups, you'll see, if you watch the clock closely, you'll see that all of us are in the exact same spot at the exact same time. Just watch someone, take one individual and watch them for two, three games in a row, check the clock. They'll be in the same part of the ice at the same time on the clock. And it's routine. And it's great, because that's why we don't run into each other. Everyone knows where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there.
Wow. That's awesome. Leave us with this, Rocco. What's the stick name that you've been playing with?
I actually just made 3 new ones a couple of days ago for the start of the year. So I got Angelo, Bernardo, and Clement. I went Italian this time.
Nice.
Poor Bernardo got one practice and he's gone. But got to move on from him and find another name for the next stick.
Well, very, very cool. Rocco, we always appreciate it. It's good to talk to you. And best of luck against the Rangers tomorrow. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rocco. Good luck.
He is Rocco Grimaldi, Nashville Predators forward. Again, they take on the Rangers tomorrow. We will step away here on Smashville Live and bring in Phil Tomasino. We'll do that next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back into Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill here with you. Appreciate Rocco Grimaldi for joining us in the first half of the show. And now we say hello to the rookie, Phil Tomasino, joining us now. Phil, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you doing this. So you've got the one game under your belt, but you've been around this team as they start the season. What's the NHL life for you like for you so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. It was a cool moment for me and my family. So it was an awesome experience, and looking forward to hopefully a lot more to come here. So,
yeah. And you mentioned your family. I mean, they've been able to be here and go along that journey with you. I mean, there's obviously going to be a lot of time where it's just you, but having them here at the beginning has to be special.
Did we lose him, Chase?
We might have
lose him.
We might have lost him. He's freezing up a little bit there. So, Phil, I don't know if you can hear us or not, but
come back.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Did I cut out there?
Cut out for a little bit.
I apologize. No, I was saying it was an awesome experience to get my first game, obviously, with my family. My parents have been here, so that was a really cool moment for everyone. So. It's been awesome to be on the team. And like I said, hopefully get the chance to be in a few more coming up here. So
what kind of feedback did you get from your parents about their boy playing in the NHL? What did they think of it?
No, I mean, they were ecstatic. I mean, just, they flew down the same day. So it was kind of a quick kind of turnaround, but they loved it. And like I said, it's a dream come true for not only me, but for them as well. And a lot of credit to them for all the hard work they've put in to help me get here. So a lot of credit to them for all their sacrifice and everything they've done for me. So it was a really cool moment to share that with them here. So.
Yeah.
I want to get to the good stuff. Have you taken them out and done anything with them? Or what have you showed them about Nashville? And more importantly, what do you know about Nashville and what do you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone to a few different spots. I mean, we actually went to Old Franklin a few days ago. That was a pretty cool spot. I'd never really been down there. So that was pretty neat. And honestly, I'm not too familiar with the whole area. So I'm kind of learning myself as well. But we've gone to dinner in a couple different spots a lot. So it's been awesome just for them to be here and be together. I haven't seen them in a couple months here. So it's been really cool. And they've definitely had a lot of fun here as well. So
what was not only your reaction the first time, you know, playing and I know you played here in the preseason, but playing that regular season game opening night in Smashville, hearing that crowd, but also what was kind of your parents' reaction of being in the stands and feeling that atmosphere?
Yeah. From my point, I mean, like you said, I played in a couple preseason games at home, but the home opener was definitely a next step compared to those games. So it was crazy. I mean, I was kind of shaking the whole game from how loud it was and how much fun, you know, the fans were having, and just it was the whole experience was crazy. And from my family, obviously we're from Toronto, so we've seen we've been to a few Leaf games when I was younger, so kind of known that same.
Uh-oh. Oh,
he just all and quit.
Yeah, he
just went to dinner.
We'll try and get Phil Tomasino back, but there he is.
It's so cool. Yeah, you know, it's amazing when your parents can see.
I apologize, guys. I keep cutting out here. I apologize.
Oh, you're good.
That's all right. That's all right, bud.
I was saying. No, once they got here, I'm sure they had a lot of fun. So it was a pretty cool experience for them as well to finally see it firsthand. So,
take us through growing up in Toronto, obviously a hockey mecca, hockey's your whole life, but take us through your path and, you know, starting off from when you were a kid. Were you always just the best player or
no.
Did you have to work on it? Did you go through spurts and take us through that?
Listen, I mean, yeah, I don't think you're ever the best player. I think there's always guys that you're trying to be better than. Right. And, that was, you know, same goal my whole life. Obviously I played on the whole minor hockey team, same minor hockey team my whole career. So it was pretty cool. Always had the same teammates, same coaching staff. So that was pretty cool. But, no, listen, like I said, it's always guys you're trying to be better than, and, growing up, it was the same way. And then once I got to juniors, obviously the goal was to be drafted, and then, it's just next step after step. Right. And, now obviously we're here, and, the next step is to be able to be on the team and, you know, always be, you know, continue to be in the lineup on this team. So, overall it's been crazy. I mean, it's been a long journey, but there's a lot more work that needs to be done in the future as well. So,
Phil, how beneficial was it for you to be able to play in the American League last year with Chicago as they kind of joined forces with the Milwaukee Admirals? But because of COVID, because of the rules, you were able to do that and be able to play some pro hockey, albeit not at the NHL level. But how big has that been to your development?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, like you said, you know, in a normal year, I would have had to go back to junior. So to kind of get that pro experience a year early, just you know how just seeing how strong and how smart the guys were at that level was awesome for me. And I think it's definitely helped me a lot. And I think just everything in terms of, you know, living by myself, doing everything by yourself away from the rink. And then when you get to the rink, you know, everyone's, you know, fighting for spots and fighting for jobs. So I think it was good for me to have that experience a year early. And I think it's really helped me to this point now this year, you know, that I have that year under my belt, and I kind of know kind of how everything works. So it was great. And it was probably the best situation for me for sure. So.
So going from your first game to where you are now, you know, I know I spoke with John Hines and he was high on you and he said, yeah, he's got things to learn, but we like his game. And, you know, they want to make sure you're learning the right way, whether you're in the lineup and learning under the gun or out of the lineup and trying to take it in and learn through practice. And, but what has it been like since that first game? And what has the learning been about? And how are you going about this? Is it a lot of video? Is it on ice? Take us through what you've been going through the last few days.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a bit of everything, honestly. Just getting a chance to talk with a lot of guys on the team. I'm trying to learn, you know, different things. And, you know, when I'm not playing, I'm trying to, you know, work on different things that maybe I haven't really gotten a chance to, you know, since training camp has started. So just trying to get better every day in every aspect. But, yeah, lots of team video, just getting a chance to be around all the guys and learn and just soak everything in has been awesome. And whenever I get the extra time, whether it's in the gym or it's on the ice, I try to use it to my advantage. And I always try to be, you know, the hardest working guy out there. So I think just always using and just learning, you know, in any way I can has been, it's probably been the best thing for me these last couple of days. And hopefully, you know, when I get my shot, and hopefully the next game, I'll be ready for that. So.
Is there one guy or a group of guys that you kind of looked at and said, hey, like, are you focused on one guy or is on the team? I mean, is it just the whole group as a whole?
Honestly, the whole group. I mean, the leadership group has been awesome, especially the forwards. Learned a lot, talking to them a lot in practice, trying to learn what they do and how they know that, whether it's shielding the puck or defensively, just trying to take everything in that I can and trying to be a better player. And guys have been awesome, and yeah, a chance to speak with a lot of guys. I credit to everyone, but it's been awesome to me, and just trying to work on every little detail that I can. So,
well, and Matt Duchene was on our morning show this morning and mentioned that he's talked to you a lot through this process with you, and I know he's got to be, you know, somebody that you can lean on because he's been through it too, just like every guy in that locker room.
Yeah. I mean, he's been awesome. Like you said, I got a chance to talk to him a few times, and he's a guy that I can always talk to and I feel comfortable with. So He's been awesome to me, and I'm really thankful that he's been there and supporting me. And obviously he's an awesome player. So he's definitely a guy I look up to. And it's awesome when you get a guy like that, that has your back. So a lot of credit to him. He's been awesome. And I'm really thankful for him for doing that as well. So.
Well, Phil, we're going to take a quick break real quick, and we'll come back and talk to you a little bit more. Phil Tomasino joining us here on Smashville Live on ESPN 102.5 The Game. It is Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill, Phil Tomasino, Predators forward here with us tonight. And if you miss anything, you can go watch on demand at YouTube or Twitter, all those things, Twitch, or subscribe to the podcast. Just search for ESPN Nashville. The New York Rangers in town tomorrow night. As Phil, we hope to see you in the lineup. I know this has been a process for you as you played the first game and then learning, as we were talking about in the first segment, and just with each practice, does it feel like it's just getting simpler to know just kind of how this league works, and especially how John Hines' system works?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, lots of video, obviously, with the whole team, and every day just gets easier and easier, and just being around all the guys, and like I said earlier, just learning from everyone, and learning from the coaches in terms of systems and what to do, and it's been awesome. And again, the chance to be around and see and watch a lot of video with the guys has been awesome, and it's definitely getting easier and easier every day for sure.
So we were talking in the break about food and dinner and everything. You mentioned that there's still some places you want to try on a game day. Are you one of those that you got to eat the same thing or the same, like, you know, type of thing, Italian or whatever, or do you switch it up?
No, I'm a little bit superstitious when it comes to that kind of stuff for sure. I never used to eat pasta until last year, and I started doing it. So that's kind of, you know, been pretty good. And I like to keep it simple, just some pasta, maybe some fish on the side. And that's usually my go-to meal for every game for sure.
Well, you're now in the never hungry league, and you're going to get food everywhere. I know you got to love going to the rink and getting an omelet in the morning, and then you have the big spread for lunch. Like, how has that been, like, kind of looking around going, whoa, this is the National League, and you're getting all the red carpet just rolled out for you? It's got to be
Man.
fun to be a part of that.
Oh yeah, it's been definitely not used to that in junior. We never really got that, so it's been awesome. I mean, I eat quite a bit, so it's definitely comes in handy in the mornings when I get to, you know, sleep in a little longer and have some breakfast at the rink. So it's definitely been awesome. I can't complain about that at all.
And you haven't been on the road. You must be excited to get on the road. And
oh, actually, I was on the road last year.
Yeah, that's right.
On the taxi squad, and I got the chance to be on the road with the guys a couple times. So I've seen it firsthand. It's pretty cool. So
I should clarify, that wasn't. Did you get to go out at all last year? Did you get to go and
no?
We
didn't.
So yeah. So I'm excited for you to get out and sit at a table and watch, you know, NHL players, the way they eat. It's a different breed. And Chase, someday we'll bring you out there, and you've seen a little bit of it. But, you know, when you go to a steakhouse and do it right, that's when you're talking the National League. That's what I miss more than anything.
Yeah, that's I'm looking forward to it. Looking for that for sure. That's gonna be pretty fun for sure to see.
Yeah, and you know, he mentions going on the road, and you guys will go to Winnipeg and Minnesota this weekend. I mean, that's really where a lot of team bonding happens, because you're just with the team. And so for a young player like you, as you mentioned, you went through it a little bit last year being on the taxi squad, but that's got to be huge, because that's where you can develop some of these relationships that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, listen, I think all the guys have been great to me from the get-go. So I think we're a pretty tight group for sure. And but obviously, when you're on the road, you're always together. So it's cool to have those experiences with each other. And for me, it's kind of my first. Hopefully, it's my first real road trip with the team. So it's gonna be fun, and it's gonna be hopefully, obviously, the biggest thing is we get two wins, but I think we're definitely going to, have some time together and spend some time together, which we probably haven't gotten a chance to do as a whole team.
Oh, we lost.
He's pixelated. Yeah.
There we go. The robot. The robot happened again.
Am I back? Am I back?
Yep. Yeah. You're back.
You're back.
Oh, sorry.
So away from the rink, away from the guys, what do you like to do in your downtime? Is there any, what keeps you busy?
Man, lots of Xbox. I actually just bought the brand new Xbox. So I've been grinding away at that basically the whole time I'm home. So that's been keeping me busy for sure.
What are you like in the lineup the whole time? I'm sure you're in the lineup the whole time.
And sorry?
Do you play NHL 22 or no?
Yeah, I do. I do play with my buddies, just some role of chill. Just play. We create our own team and we play each of our own guys. So it's pretty. It gets pretty hectic for sure. Some screaming cool. going on sometimes. So yeah, we go crazy, but it's awesome. So
how's it been? Your buddies all back? You said you grew up. You still in touch with all those guys? The boys that you grew up playing with?
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple guys growing up with. I'm still close, and I've gotten the chance to see some guys, whether it's working out with them in summer or skiing with them, that I've played with growing up. So it's been really fun, and I keep in touch with all my buddies back home all the time. So it's cool when you have now you have the support from all the guys back home. So it's really cool to see, and I mean they're all cheering me on, so I'm really thankful for them. And I know whenever we get on Xbox together, we focus on no one's ever mentioning what's going on here. We're just focusing on the game. So it's been pretty cool, and it's awesome to have that support from all of them for sure.
When can we expect the boys' trip down to Nashville?
Man, hopefully as soon as possible. I mean, I think we head to Toronto in the middle of November. So that's one game I really, really hope to be in. And obviously would have a lot of family and friends in that game. So that would be a really cool experience for me, for sure.
One more on gaming for a second. From what I understand, Philip Forsberg is kind of the king of gaming with the Predators. Have you gotten to play with him at all yet?
No, I actually haven't. I know there's a lot of guys on the team that that are pretty good. I know he's. I think he's a pretty big FIFA guy. I don't really play FIFA, so I don't know if he plays NHL or whatever he plays. But I'm sure he'd beat me in FIFA. But maybe in NHL, we'll have to see in the future for sure. That'd be a pretty good competition.
See, I've always thought do something at the arena where you guys are using the Fang Vision to play and like playing against each other. That could be kind of fun.
Yeah,
and competitive at the same time. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know I got a lot of guys that would be competitive in video games for sure. So that'd be pretty cool.
Well, tomorrow night against the Rangers, trying to wrap up this homestand to open the season. With a W, I know you'd love to win all the games. We talked with Rocco earlier about the effort against Carolina, just didn't get rewarded for it. But to be able to take another win and split this homestand, that'd have to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, New York's a really good team. So, I think just obviously our goal is just to win every game and gain better every day. And I know I haven't gotten a chance to play, but just from our practices and our execution of practices have been top notch. So I think we're ready to go. And I think it's going to be a good test for us tomorrow night, but I think all the boys are going to be ready to go. So it's going to be a good game for sure.
Well, Hal's going to call John Hines after this and see if he can get you in the lineup tomorrow. We'll see if we can, we can do that.
I know we're going to see it. It's going to be fun. I enjoy it. Thanks, it's a good ride and I'm excited for you. It's great to see you here. I think it's going to be awesome. You got a bright career ahead of you. Just enjoy it.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Phil Tomasino is the Preds take on the Rangers tomorrow. We'll have pregame coverage with Darren McFarland starting at 6. Hal and Pete will be on the call starting at 7. That's going to do it for Smashville Live here tonight. Our thanks to Rocco Grimaldi, Phil Tomasino, Hal Gill. I'm Chase McCabe. Stick around. Penalty Box Radio is next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.